You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? We've got you covered.
Ball going, ball long gone, Fernando.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
Let's go, Padres.
On the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Grand slam for Manny Machado.
2-0, hit high and hard to deep right center field. Off the bat, I thought it's gone. Grisham at the wall, it's gone. Sure sounded like it. 1-0. Dodger dealing. Ground ball right side. You got a base hit. Could be extra bases. That's toward the line. Easily will come on to score. Hoffy is going to bring him on home. And then all of a sudden he'll put the stop sign on. And Onya back to third. 1-1. You know, tied. And keeping the line moving right here with runners at second and third and two gone.
Now Joey's a pitch away from getting out of it. Here's the 1-2. Check swing roller up the first baseline. It'll be Lucchesi barehanding it. He falls down, throws to first, not in time, and a run scores.
Again, Hill. Line to left field. It's going to get down. It's going to get a base hit, and they're going to bring him on home. The throw by Profar. It is high up the line, and on the throw home, Bellinger will scamper into second base, take the extra base, extra run. 6-1, Los Angeles. That ball has hit a ton. Oh, boy. Deep left center field. He'll just jog around the bases. Good. That is way gone in the lower deck in left field. Garrett Richards, home run allowed to Chris Taylor.
Here's the 2-0. Profar hits it over the shift and into deep right field. Bex turns around, looks up, gonna go. A two-run homer for Jurickson Profar. That's his seventh of the year. And the Padres finally get to Dustin May. It is 7-3, Los Angeles in the seventh. Here's the pitch, and that one is stung out to straightaway center field. Really well hit. Hernandez at the wall. Gonna go. Manny Machado, it's his 14th of the season. It's 7-4 in the eighth inning.
First pitch popped up. Third base. Muncy into foul territory. One step and makes the grab. 7-5. Los Angeles, they take 2 out of 3.
I think, you know, today we just got, we got beat in, you know, almost all, you know, areas, facets of the game, and you know, we didn't play as clean as we have been defensively, and you know, their guys over there, you know, at least on the mound, they've done a really good job of pitching, especially the last 2 days.
Jace Tingler is channeling his inner football coach again. He basically said we got beat in every phase of the game.
Yeah, yeah, special teams, defense, offense, couldn't move the ball, couldn't run the ball, couldn't throw the ball.
Dodgers clinched their eighth straight playoff berth.
Hey,
with
congrats.
That win yesterday. But here's the difference. Padres should clinch sometime this weekend as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, how fun is that?
As they get ready, I believe, to head to Seattle. Now, it's not 100% assured. Jace Tingler was asked about it after the game. The Mariners' home games last couple of days were shifted from Seattle to the Bay Area because of the smoke and the bad air conditions up in the Pacific Northwest. It's supposed to turn around today into tomorrow, and that's that unhealthful air watch is going to come to an end. But Jace Tingler did say that they pushed back their flight a little bit. They're going to go later today just in case, you know, things change and
yeah,
they decide they want to maybe move the series back down to San Diego. But he said as of yesterday, we are still planning to go up to Seattle for 3 games, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And he did say Chris Paddock will start. In fact, Padres will have Paddock, Clevenger, and Lamette for the 3 games against Seattle. I fully expect on Monday morning for the Padres to have locked down a playoff spot, maybe even clinched the number 4 seed by that point. In the National League in a home series in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and I, you know, we are going to delve into yesterday's game more today. The way that it's worked out, just be patient. We're going to get there. And we are going to have the skipper on tomorrow, by the way. And so by the time we have him on tomorrow, Ben, with no game tonight, the game that we can ask him about is the game I want to talk about, and that's yesterday's game. Yesterday's game was freaking weird. It was weird.
Well, to me, here's all you really need to know. It was a game in September between the two top teams in baseball who were battling for a division, and it didn't really look like either of them cared that much who won. Neither of them went with a top starter. It was bullpen days for both teams. Padres had 9 different pitchers in the game yesterday. Set a franchise record. 9 pitchers in 9 innings. Just to make the game a little more choppy and disjointed, Jace Tingler and Dave Roberts, thwarting that 3-batter minimum rule, made the pitching changes in the middle of every inning. It's not like one guy had the first and one guy had the second. No, it's like the first guy had an inning and a half, and then every single inning from there on, I think you had like a mid-inning pitching change almost every inning of the game, sometimes 2 of them in the same inning, which led to a 3-hour and 30-minute slog of baseball that really wasn't that fun to watch.
No, it was messy. They were booting the ball around, and, you know, you're not going to beat a team. Even when the Dodgers are, again, these guys are big leaguers, they're pros. They were trying to win the game. The players on the field are trying to win the game. They're out there performing and competing. The way that it was set up by both managers, yeah, you're like, okay, let's just see what happens. Kind of let the chips fall where they may. But you can't beat a team like the Dodgers playing sloppily. You know, you just can't do it.
The Dodgers had a couple sloppy moments, too. I think the nature of that game, all those pitching changes, those breaks, you're standing around in the field. It's hard for even players to be focused and locked in as they usually are. It just led to just kind of a drag of a game yesterday. Now, the Padres still did outscore the Dodgers in the series. They lost 2 out of 3, but not like they got their brains beaten in. It's two teams that are fairly evenly matched. The Dodgers pitching staff is good, and it gives the Padres problems. Dustin May, he came in, and he wasn't dominant, but he was good enough to keep the Padres in check the first few innings before, you know, Profar got to him late. All that together, the Padres still had the tying run at the plate in the ninth inning.
Yeah, that's exactly. And the night before, had a chance to win the game, the winning run at the plate. And
these are two teams that are fairly evenly matched, and if they do meet in the playoffs, I expect a very good series.
Yeah, sometimes the breaks don't go your way. They just don't go your way, and I hate losing to the Dodgers. I do. I know the Padres hate losing to the Dodgers. I know the fans really hate losing to the Dodgers, but they don't scare me. They don't scare me. Am I in the minority here? Give us a 7-game series, and may the best team win, and I love our chances so much.
We will talk more about the Padres coming up in our next hour. Tune in right at 7 o'clock. We'll have some more thoughts. But the U.S. Open is underway, and Jason Sobel from the Action Network, who usually checks in with us around major time, is standing by. We're going to get to him coming up next, see what's going on at Wingfoot. They are already playing golf this morning, Rory McIlroy, 2 under par, currently in the lead. We'll get to that coming up next. It's Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.